Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I'm glad you're here with me today. Today, I'm going to talk about a serious subject. Our society is plagued by addiction. And a lot of the addictions come on because people get in chronic pain, and they have no relief for it. And I know what that feels like. I never, fortunately, ever got addicted to anything. But I know what chronic pain feels like. When I was, 17 years old, I got into Olympic weightlifting when I was 14 years old. Back when I was a kid, we're talking about 1964, you didn't talk about how much you could bench press. You talked about how much you could put over your head. Well, I didn't have a coach back then. I was the coach for my high school on weightlifting. No one knew very much about it, and they thought if you lifted weights, you'd get so muscle bound you couldn't move. Well, so I started doing heavy military presses and pressing over my head and using more weight than I could lift off the ground. Really stupid ideas. If I had a coach, they wouldn't let me do that. But I herniated a disc. Then I herniated another disc playing football. And I remember the next practice we had, I couldn't get into my stance. My lumbars were so tight, I couldn't bend over. So I'd be doubled up in a ball on my parents' basement, on a bed in my parents' basement, trying to find relief. Fortunately, when I was 13, 14 years old, I read a medical textbook on hypnosis, and I started working with hypnosis, and that was one of the ways I got myself relief. And a chiropractor helped me a lot in Woodward, Dr. Collins, gave me some relief. The surgeon said that I could do surgery, but he wouldn't guarantee it would do anything. Now, because of it, I didn't go to Vietnam, and I didn't play football my senior year in high school because of back problems. Then I invented my exercise equipment, the Hydrotone exercise equipment, and that allowed me to work out and work out hard like I'm lifting weights without hurting my joints. And that got me back to about at least 90-95%. Still had to be a little careful, but right now I don't know that I have back problems. Sometimes my hips bother me a little bit from doing real heavy leg presses, but I, rehab myself, and that's why I invented all this exercise equipment. It wasn't because I wanted to make money in the exercise field. I was just trying to take care of myself. And as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. Pain is too. It makes the necessity much greater. And so when you're dealing with chronic pain, the difference between acute and chronic pain is this. Acute pain lasts 4 to 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, it's considered chronic. And the brain gets caught in a feedback loop where it continues to send out pain messages, but it doesn't relieve it. Where you normally, when you have that message going out, the brain will send down endorphins and other things that will help relieve the pain. But after a while, it quits sending it down. And I've talked about this before because I was so impressed with this study. A man won a Nobel Prize in 97. And he won the Nobel Prize by showing that there are neural peptides. Because they're so small, they weren't sure what they were, if it was just a theory or if it actually existed. And what he did is he took two rabbits, he tied them down, and then made it where they were exchanging blood, sort of a figure eight, where the blood that was flowing into one was flowing back over to the other one and back and forth. So they were sharing blood. Then the rabbit on the left side, he numbed the knee on the left knee on the rabbit on the left side. Well, the rabbit on the right side, when he pricked that left knee, it went numb as well. So it told him that there was a particular peptide for that area of the body that when it was circulating in the blood would tell the body to register that as numb. And I went, wow, that is amazing. And that was taught to me by Dr. Brian McLaren, that was a surgical veterinarian from Australia. And he invented the red light torch. They call it a torch in Australia. Flashlight is a word that we use here. They use a word called torch. And right around 660 megahertz, it activates a crystal, he said, is buried in the skin. And he said, just like the back of your eye, you have the rods and cones. Those are crystals. Well, you also have crystals that are at these different acupuncture points. And you can put pressure on it and squeeze that crystal, and it will send a message to the brain. You can put a needle there, or you can hit it with a light frequency that's around 600 to 700 megahertz, and you can activate it. And I saw him work on horses over at Oklahoma State University's veterinarian department, and he had them bring in different animals that were injured. And then when they'd walk in, he'd say, okay, the left leg is injured on that horse. And he said, I'll show you how you can tell. And he brought the horse over and said, now I'm going to brush its fur backwards from the way it lays. And he said, where it's inflamed, it won't brush back down. It will stay up. And he rubbed his hand back across it and wouldn't go down. And then he hit certain acupressure points and it went down. Well, I was very impressed, because a lot of times when you're working on people, you don't know if it's psychological or if it's actual physical. And I had a co-host at that time, Jim Wood, and Jim injured his shoulder playing basketball, and he couldn't lift his arm above his shoulder, and had been that way for a couple weeks. And Dr. Haglin, who used to do a radio show here, told me about Dr. McLaren, and we went by, in fact, he'd been on Dr. Haglin's radio show, and we went by to meet him and see if we wanted to put him on our show. And I said, well, why don't you work on Jim and see if you can do anything? And so Jim showed him that he couldn't raise his arm up level with his shoulder. He hit these 14 points, and his arm was fine. I went, whoa, that was amazing. It never bothered him again. That was it. So sometimes you get a feedback loop that the brain gets caught in, and it keeps that message. And it's really, in many ways, trying to protect you. It said, okay, you injured yourself doing this, I'm not going to allow you to do that again. It will limit the motion. Well, I have some interviews coming up here, and you know already how phenomenal the Ultramider Restore is and the Rejuvenate Gel, the Ultramider Rejuvenate Gel. Both of these are fantastic. I mean, I use them every day. I use three large eye drop folds of the Restore first thing in the morning, and I rub the Rejuvenate Gel into my face. And if I have an area that's bothering me, like my wrists seem to be my weak area. My arms are much stronger than my wrists. And I'll injure there sometimes if I'm lifting weights or I'm doing Hydrotone. Hydrotone doesn't usually bother them, but push-ups can bother them if I don't do it just right. And if I've had that happen on each one of my wrists, where one time on my right wrist, I couldn't open my front door with it. That's how bad it hurt. And I would rub that gel on there, that Rejuvenate Gel, two or three times, and about every 3 or 4 hours, and did it once, I think, the next day. It never bothered me again. Then I recently injured my left wrist, did the same thing, didn't bother me again. And I went, well, this is different than a lot of the stuff out there, like Blue Stuff. It was one of the first, and I helped them get going. And that uses cayenne with the emu oil and aloe vera and some other things. And that cayenne goes in and blocks the pain message back to the brain. This seems to do more than that. You don't feel any heat. You don't feel anything, except that it stimulates the body to regenerate itself. I don't know if it's bringing endorphins down, if the messengers. I have seen a very weird thing that I don't have the interview up today on, but on Terrence, for over 10 years, it might have been longer than that, he could not close his right hand. And when they first came out with the gel, they rubbed it into his forearm and his hand. And Roger Hill and him were having lunch, and 20 minutes later, Terrence said, what is this stuff? He said, what do you mean? He said, I haven't been able to make a fist with my right hand for over 10 years, and now I can make a fist. And I went, oh my God, how's that possible? Is it sending messages? Is helping the body create neurotransmission between the nerves? What's going on? Why would it happen that quickly? I mean, I expect things over a period to happen, but it happened that quick. Now, Randy Howe, they call him Handy Randy. I always say that was what the girls named him in college. But he has captured some really good interviews, as well as Roger Hill. And so I appreciate they're sort of doing my work for me. They got these interviews of people. Some of them are just dealing with things like migraine, some are chronic pain, and one is dealing with addiction because of the pain they had, the accident and everything. They were addicted to opioids, and they tried everything to get off of it, and they got off of it. I want you to hear those. And then at the end of the show, I want you to hear what Robert does with a faster EFT, with emotional, his version of emotional freedom technique, and how they worked with people that are crack addicts and heroin and everything else, and got them off by changing the belief system underneath all that. So we're going to go to a break here, and when we come back, I want to bring on some of these interviews and give you a chance to hear these, because it's just phenomenal. And by the way, if you're looking for this product and you want to see the ingredients in it, you go to moremito, moremito.com/radiodan, and you can hit the product ingredients, and you'll see there's over 44 different things that are put in there with that XDS technology that makes it extraordinary. And then you can look at the Rejuvenate Gel, and they're both just amazing products. I don't have to have 1,000 products to get you feeling great. Just these two in themselves will do a tremendous job for you. So we'll be right back. Regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/radiodan. moremito.com/radiodan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com. Roger Hill is with us, and he also has Mildred Holloman, and she's gotten some really great results using the Restore, the Ultramita Restore, and the Rejuvenate Gel, and I just love her attitude. I want you to hear this interview that Roger has. So, Roger, go ahead and bring on Mildred.
Mildred, you had suffered from chronic pain because you had a fall at work. Remind me of what it was like before, and tell me what's going on lately now that you've been on a XDS product for a while.
Okay. It's been years, and gradually, I got better. My knees got better. I got rid of the cane and the walk. And now, Thanksgiving Day, I walked a 5K walk for the homeless downtown D.C.
Okay. What were you experiencing right before you got on the store in Rejuvenate?
Oh, I was had pain every day. Head pain and my left knee, and I was just this kind of stuff. I was just eating and sleeping, taking meds and stuff.
So how are you doing right now?
Right now I am awesome. God is so good to me. I'm serious. I feel so good. I feel like I'm like 30-something years old. I mean, I feel good. I wake up in the morning, I don't have no headache. I don't have no kind of pain or nothing. Every morning I thank God and stuff, and I'm getting better and better.
Did you just go on some kind of walk?
Yes, a 5K walk downtown for to feed the homeless.
I see.
Yes. And I got a trainer now, exercise. I started this around 3 months ago. And wow. That was what got me prepared to be able to walk. I never walked in a race before.
That's amazing, though. That is so amazing. Any other changes in your health to report?
Remember when I went to get my colonoscopy test?
Yeah.
My mother passed with colon cancer. So I always would take my colonoscopy test. But this last time, the doctor came in, she said, "Woo, you know, I don't see any polyps or anything." That was the first time I never had polyps show up at my colonoscopy test.
So this most recent time, this is the first time that you didn't have polyps.
Right, that's correct. And it's not different. I haven't taken any kind of medication. The only thing I take is vitamins and Restore and use the cream, the rejuvenate. Like I said, I feel so great. That's the truth. I really do.
Well, it sounds like from the time that you initially got on Restore and Rejuvenate, you just made steady progress.
Oh, I made so much progress. I really, really have.
You said you sound like you were 30, but how old are you now?
67 years old.
Wow.
And I look like I'm 40.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I sure do. I've lost weight and everything.
Really?
Yes, sir. I wear clothes. I had to go get me a new wardrobe. The clothes that I'm wearing now, I haven't worn that size in a long time.
I can hear your joy. All right. Thanks for sharing, Mildred.
Thank you.
Roger, thank you for bringing Mildred on. I love Mildred's attitude, and it's like she has found the fountain of youth. So she's not only feeling better and out walking a 5K, but she feels like she's 10, 20 years younger, and I like that. I like that a lot. So thank you, Mildred, for being with us. Roger, I'd like to hear this interview you have with Phil Frazier. I know Phil has suffered from chronic pain for many, many years, and you told me that it changed his sleep pattern in a very short amount of time. So let's hear what Phil has to say. Roger, bring him on for us, please.
So, Phil, start by please telling me what your health concerns were before you got started on Restore and Rejuvenate.
Clear back in the end of 1999, I had, after 2 years of trying to figure out what was going on with my back. I've had back problems most of my life, but I've got a high pain tolerance, and I've way above that, and the doctors are like, "Oh, you don't look like you hurt that much. It's just a sprain." Well, anyway, 2 years later, they finally did an MRI, and they took out the entire disc. So that worked for a while, and now it's kind of compressing down on the nerves in my lower back. In between then, I tore up both of my shoulders, had those operated on. Long story short, sleep has been becoming an issue, and last time I think I slept 4 hours, just a little over 4 hours, was I think it was like 2009, so I don't remember the last time I slept the entire night. So I'm usually up now 5 to 7 times a night, and just started on the Restore when I got it the first night. I took it, and I slept almost 4 hours in a row, and I'm like, wow, it's got to be a fluke. So, no way. So the second night I slept either 5.5 or 6.5 hours in a row. When I get up, I have to get up multiple times in the night because I hurt. It hurts to lay down. It hurts to sit because of all the nerve compression in my back and my shoulders and everything. So then last two nights I've been up twice in the night, which is, you know, still much better than 5 to 7 times. I think it's pulling my stress levels down a little bit. And chronic pain causes chronic stress, but it's just chronic stress, chronic pain, chronic stress, you know, all the time. So anyway, that's what I'm hoping that this is going to address first, sleep, and get me in the more of the away from the stress more so that I can get into the rest and repair mode. And then hopefully we're going to be able to address the pain and get life back to normal and get back into business again.
I see. So,
in a nutshell,
this is how many days in right now?
5.
And how would you describe your pain level before, you know, on that 1 to 10 scale? What was it before?
I'm 7 to 8 all the time in the daytime. It'll go way over 10 in the night, and that's why I have to get up so much.
Okay.
So,
and what did it come down to so far since you've been on Restore and Rejuvenate?
Not much on the pain yet. So, but the sleep is, you know, the sleep's the first thing that I think is going to make a big difference, actually. So, the new doctor that I have now, I told her, I said, my sleep's horrible. And she's like, well, that's too bad. Wow. So,
how many hours were you sleeping before versus now?
Probably a fragmented, anywhere from 3 to maybe on a good night up to 5 fragmented, but divide that by 5 to 7 times I have to get up. Closer I get to morning, sometimes, or normally, closer I get towards morning, I'm up every hour or every half hour because I'm in so much pain.
Okay. So you slept for 4 straight hours?
First night.
Okay.
Second night, I was up for, second night it was between 5, 5.5, or 6, 6.5 hours in a row. Like, hasn't happened since probably 2009, though. It was a little over 4 hours in a row. But it's been since 2009. That's the longest I've slept in a row. So, and I've had nights where it would be like 3 hours I would sleep in a row. But anyway, but then I'm up and down and up and down because I hurt.
Mm.
That
so,
makes sense?
It does. So now,
articulate I'm not, Roger. So.
Well, You're doing great. Plus, this is kind of exciting for you. I get that.
It's giving me hope again. Okay.
I'll let you go. Great to have you on the journey with us.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. It's absolutely an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you for bringing that on, because Phil is saying something that's very important. If you can't get quality sleep, it's very hard for the body to regenerate. It's almost impossible. You just go downhill. And so right now, in the short amount of time he's been using the Ultramata Restore and the Ultramata Rejuvenate, he's finally starting to get sleep. And now I think when we interview him again in a few months, you'll see a dramatic difference. Because I know what that's like when you're under pain. I had sciatica one time, and boy, I couldn't sleep at all. I mean, hour and a half, was a good night's sleep because it's so painful. So if you don't sleep, it's hard to rehab. So I also have one with Connie that Roger got, and Connie was dealing with migraines. And a lot of women especially, but men sometimes too. Fortunately, I've never experienced a migraine or a cluster headache or any of some of the ones that people talk about. But I know that women, there's some women that have it half of the month. I mean, they just have to lay in a dark room suffering and can't do anything, and that's nauseating and everything else. So it can be very, very serious. And so let's see how this has worked for Connie and what she's found as far as her migraines.
Connie, you woke up this morning with a migraine. How bad was
it? It was very big. I don't know if you know this, but I have a history of migraine headaches. I was
off balance, stumbling, nauseated, and just felt completely exhausted. His migraines can be very tiring.
Okay. What did you try to do about it?
Well, I used the Rejuvenate 2.0. I put some on my forehead, rubbed it around my temples. I also did the back of my neck. What I did notice was that, I guess within about 5 minutes or so, it took it down. I was able to get up and walk without stumbling. I'm not as off balance. Yeah, I'm not as off balance as I was. You know,
Okay. What happened then? How quickly did you notice anything?
I want to say I noticed something, a change. It took at least 5 minutes before I started to notice a change. Now, it didn't take it away completely, but I was able to get up and walk without stumbling, without falling.
What other kinds of things have you tried?
I think I've tried just about everything. You know, over the years, I've been to numerous doctors for my migraines, and none of them seem to get it right. I've had injections, all kinds of drugs. I've even went to the doctor and had stuff administered to me intravenously, and I had this stuff that you sniff, stuff your nose. None of that stuff seems to work. All it does is set you up to sit in the stupor where you just can't move. You're there so high, so in space, that it doesn't make sense.
What about over-the-counter remedies?
Well, over-the-counter, the only thing I tried over-the-counter recently was Tylenol. And I've taken the extra-strength Tylenol, so I took 1,000 milligrams, and that didn't do anything.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now?
You know, I'm feeling better. I think what I'm going to do is apply another application shortly to knock it down even more.
All right. Congratulations. Sounds like you found something that works.
I have found something that works. This is the first time, and I'm talking in years, that I got something to actually help me.
All right. Thank you for sharing, Connie.
You're welcome.
Connie, I appreciate you sharing that with us, and thank you, Roger, for getting that interview with her, because there's a lot of people that suffer from migraines, and I mean, it's just so debilitating to have to lay in a dark room, and you feel nauseous, you can't get up. So finding relief, I know she's excited about what she's found here. When nothing else has worked, she's found that the Alter Mitre Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel, rubbing it on her temples and her forehead, has really made a world of difference. In the back of the neck, a lot of people don't realize the headache. You may feel it in the front of your head, but it may be coming from the top cervical nerve and where the vertebrae meets the skull, or right around the edges too, where the muscles attach to the right close to the ears can a lot of times be that. So rubbing around in that area, rubbing on the temples and the forehead. So we're going to go to break here, and we have some others with Randy Howe. He has some very interesting interviews, and we'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mitre Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitre.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number. 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mitre, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mitre commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. I have Randy Howe with me, and Randy has an interview with Linda Alexander. And she's dealt with rheumatoid arthritis, which, by the way, folks, some people believe rheumatoid arthritis comes from a protein in wheat. So if anyone's dealing with that, I would leave wheat alone to avoid it like a plague. And it hides itself in a lot of different things because they use the gluten in wheat as a thickener in many foods. So avoid that. But let's see what Randy had found with Linda Alexander and her arthritis. Okay, let's, Randy, go ahead and bring Linda on for us.
Oh, hello, Linda, you there?
Yes, I am.
So, Linda, I remember I met you and your God's Christmas tea there at the 7-Eleven. So I want you to tell me what kind of results you're getting and how the Restore and Rejuvenate has helped you. Go right ahead.
I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I took the Restore, and I'm able to lift my arms. And I also have arthritis in my lower back, and I put the cream there, and it went away.
To rejuvenate.
Mm-hmm. To rejuvenate.
Absolutely.
I had the rheumatoid arthritis for 4 years. I hurt my elbow. It was mm-hmm. in one elbow at one time, and now it'll move all around in the body. I couldn't lift anything. If I lift something, it would fall out my hand in a couple of minutes or so. So now I can lift. Hold my arms up where I couldn't hold them up at all. And I would just, couldn't move my arms at all. I would just hold them like they were just broken. So since taking the Restore and the cream, it really helped. I have tried everything.
So for the past 4 years, you've had severe rheumatoid arthritis in your arms, and now you're able to lift your arms up above your head?
Yes.
That's outstanding. So how long you had arthritis in your back? How long has that been going on?
Well, I just developed the one in the back. I had the rheumatoid longer. The one in the back just came about maybe a good couple of months ago.
I see. And so basically, like we had talked about, the Restore works from the outside in, and the Rejuvenate works for the inside out. Is that a fair summation of how these products help you?
Yes.
Outstanding. And Linda, can you think of anything else this product has done for you?
I'm gonna say that my memory is getting better.
Your memory, absolutely outstanding. Okay, so your clarity, your memory, your arthritis in your back, your arthritis in your arms, you're able to lift your arms up.
Yeah.
Truly, truly divine testimony. Thank you so much for that, Linda. We really appreciate it. It's gonna help a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy, thank you for that. I mean, there's a lot of people dealing with arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, which rheumatoid is classified as autoimmune. I've even seen them say that even osteoarthritis is a type of autoimmune. Once you have a chronic wearing down of the joints, the immune system just continually interacts with that area more than it should, causing inflammation. But it's nice that someone going, they're finally getting relief. And so don't, you know, if you know someone suffering from this, and it can be extremely, I mean, their joints just cripple them. To have something that reprograms, helps the body reprogram itself, given the message so it doesn't attack itself, is really a miracle. So, again, thank you, Randy. And I want to, you have another interview, Randy, with Mr. Clark, and he was dealing with something similar. So let's see what Mr. Clark has to say.
So, Mr. Clark.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Rejuvenate and Restore, mostly Rejuvenate. I know you've been on the product for a couple of weeks now, so tell me how the Rejuvenate has helped you over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I use it on rubbing myself down with it. It works well. Pain that I was having have eased down. Sometimes I don't have it at all now. But that's it. It really works. I've been here to arthritis since 2002.
2002?
Yeah. I thought I'd have that arthritis in my body. Actually, they retired me in 2002 because of the cost of my arthritis. Because I couldn't jump in and out of the truck like I had been doing.
Oh, okay.
So
when I brought the product over there to you a couple of weeks ago, you immediately tried it?
I noticed it worked right away. I said within one day period, I put it on that morning, and in the middle of the day, it started working good. You know, then I put it on again in the afternoon, and that night it was okay. It was really good. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then I tried the
Restore.
The Restore. I tried that. It worked too good for me. For a couple of times, it worked too good for me.
I see. It started to kind of detox you.
Yeah, to run.
I understand.
Yeah.
But the Rejuvenate has done wonders for your arthritis, and that's a really big plus for you. Thank you for sharing this, Mr. Clark, and I really appreciate you. Enjoy your day.
Okay, Randy.
Randy, thank you for bringing Mr. Clark on. That's great that he's getting relief so quickly. Now, I have a very important one here. Tawana is dealing with chronic pain. I mean, and she's having to use morphine and just a lot of very, very powerful drugs. And people get addicted to these and can't get off of them. Well, we're seeing people getting off of them by using the Restore product. And that is amazing to me. And I'm so happy to hear that because it's such a serious problem with a lot of people out there. In fact, I have not a blood relative, but a relative through marriage that because of the chronic pain in his hand, holding a drill 10 hours a day, putting up gutters, he couldn't close his hand. And it got him on drugs and downhill that. I mean, serious drugs. And went to jail and everything else. There's people that are high character, and they get caught because of pain on these different drugs trying to block the pain, and their life is just trashed after that. So having different ways, that's why after this I want you to hear Robert Smith, what they've been able to do with his approach to it. So let's hear what Randy has to say with Tawana. Let's bring that on right now.
So Ms. Tawana Staley, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
But listen, I wanted to follow up, as we've talked about before, about the Rejuvenate and the Restore and experience you've had. I know you've had a really good experience with our old Rejuvenate, and now you had a great experience with the new Rejuvenate 2.0. Can you tell us a little bit about that story, how you've done the new version of Rejuvenate?
Well, the old Rejuvenate I used because of some damages that I had. I broke my femur in three places, and I needed hip replacements in both hips, but I couldn't have it, the surgery, until my leg healed. So I was blessed by you to get the old Rejuvenate, and I put it on, and it eased the pain. Actually made the pain tolerable, where I could get up, because before I couldn't even move my leg. But compared to the new, I put it on. I was in so much pain. My leg had swollen up really big. Looked like I had a pig's foot. And my hip was hurting so bad that you couldn't touch it. And my husband, Tony, rubbed it on. He started at my ankle and put it in between my toes, and he started going up my leg.
Right.
And I started feeling a nerve where he was touching it. And I screamed out because it was real painful. But as he started rubbing the cream on it, the pain just, it disappeared. And so the more he went up my leg, he went up as far as he could. Then I took some cream and put it the rest of the way around my hip and in the back of my leg. And instantly, I'm not kidding, instantly that pain went, it didn't go completely away, but it went to a place where I could stand up. And before I couldn't stand, to sit in the wheelchair. That pain actually went completely to a place where it felt like, if somebody else felt it, it felt like it was gone. But at least I could actually touch my leg. I could touch the, I can still do it right now. And I haven't put any cream on today.
Oh, wow.
So then after I put the cream, after he put the cream on, then I took some of the Restore. And by the time he got back, I was a totally different person. I didn't feel, it was like hardly any of the pain. So, you know, today I woke up and the first thing I did was take that. I didn't take any other medications. And I'm taking morphine and Percocet.
Oh,
and I haven't taken any of it. I only took the Restore today. And I have energy. I'm sitting up. And I have to sit up when Tony goes to work because he has to help me get out of bed. So I can't move. And he's gone during the day, so I'm by myself. So, I feel totally different today. I have not had any pain medicine all day except for the Restore.
Well, I tell you, that is absolutely amazing, wonderful. And we just want you to continue to use it and share it with others.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy, for doing that. I mean, Tawana, thank you for sharing. That is so fantastic that you're getting that kind of results and getting them quickly. And I'm very, very happy for you. Now, we're going to go to break here, and then I want you to hear Robert Jean. And, folks, I want you to share this show with friends and family because they may know someone that's suffering that don't need to suffer. That if you give the body what it needs to take care of itself, it knows how to do it. But sometimes it's not able to do it unless you feed it what it needs. So we'll be right back, folks. Regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. More, moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And I want you to also know that you can go to DansHealthTalks.com. And you can find Skills to Change right up there on promotion and sponsors. And that's what we're going to talk about right here. We're going to talk to Robert Smith. We've done many shows with him. But what he's doing with the ability to change
the fears, the angers, the hurts in the mind that are below the surface that you may not even be aware of, but have been dragging around all your life, has caused you health problems, fear, addictions, obsessions with things. Today, though, this technology covers a lot of different areas of life, in fact, all areas of life. A lot of people need to stop smoking. They may have alcohol or drug addictions. They may have food addictions. And so I want him to explain how this technology works on that. So I got Robert Gene Smith, and or you can go to skillstochange.com to find more information. So, Robert, if people are addicted, whether they want to quit smoking or they have, sadly, drug addictions or alcohol addictions, how is that done?
Well, let me just kind of explain what addiction is. First of all, addiction is not a genetic problem. It is not a disease. It's a coping system. That means every person on the planet operates the same. That means, Dan, when you feel bad, what are you going to do? You're going to try to find something that makes you feel better.
Usually chocolate.
Yeah, okay, chocolate. But see, a lot of people, when they're feeling bad, their best coping skill is to divert attention, do something else. And I volunteered my time at drug rehabs for about, I think about 10, 12 years. And when I first went there, because I've been doing weight loss seminars and I understand the structure, weight loss has very little to do with exercise and or with dieting. It has to do with changing your relationship with yourself and with food and the world. And so when I was at the drug rehab, I'd ask the same question to every person. Why, are you an addict? They go, yes. And how do you know? And they give me a reason why. And I said, why do you use? And the answer is pretty much the same every person. I want to feel better. I want to escape what I feel. I want to get away. I want to numb my pain. And so all addictions are driven by this, I want to feel better. Now, usually, now, of course, many addictions are, there's many different types of addictions, different reasons why people are addicted, or they use addiction or anything outside of themselves to escape what's inside themselves. And it's always a driven emotional thing. If you've ever been to AA, everyone that goes to AA has a good reason why they're there. There's pain, there's rape, there's beatings, there's abuse. They feel inadequate. They feel powerless and all this stuff. But the real deal is that once you change the driving memories, which is, you know, I had a guy just recently come to see me. He's a, I would say a badass. I mean, he's a military guy. He's a black belt and he can take care of anybody. But when I'm working with him, you know, he says, you know, on the outside I'm tough, but on the inside I'm not. He says, I mean, I feel very weak on the inside. And so he's trying to pretend to be tough, but the weakness is there. So even though he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't do anything like that, but to escape the pain, he finds some physical way to release it, but it doesn't work. Working with a young woman who's in drug rehab, and she cuts herself. You know, and I said, well, why do you cut yourself? Because it feels better than the emotional pain. So that is an emotional escape. So when this young girl who's 25 years old and she's been in 25 rehabs, and the day she gets out is the day she gets high. Now, I worked on her, and of course, you know, when she's 25 years old, I said, well, you know, why did you start? When did you start? What's the history? What are you trying to avoid? Well, apparently, when her 12th birthday, she was raped. She couldn't tell her dad. She couldn't tell anybody. Before that, she was a straight-A student. She was a gymnast. She was very athletic. Everybody liked her. But after this event, she tucked it away, never shared it with anybody, none of the therapists, because she buried it. She didn't want to ever visit. Well, the problem is that's what drove her addiction, because she wanted to escape, the event. And so she was looking for ways out. So it led to a life of trying to be she was a professional escapaholic. We're all escapeaholics or avoidaholics. We're trying to avoid something or escape something. But what I learned is that there's no escape but one. And the only way to escape is actually go to the memories of pain and change them. You change the meaning. So when people are addicted, they, you know, the drug or whatever it is that they choose to use has meaning to them. They have an interpersonal relationship with that drug. That means they have the fix inside their body. They have links to people that they liked or didn't like. And so they have the driving force behind addiction is pain, insecurity, whatever it is, and want to feel good. But the cause is oftentimes the hurt. So we go into the cortices of the mind. We change the memories of addiction. We change the fix of the addiction. We adjust the
relationships they had with those who did drugs, etc. And as you start redesigning the mind, you know, when, you know, you can see this on YouTube. I got a lot of videos where I do a test. When these guys come in who are really addicted, they're professional addicts, like this one guy named Nick. You know, he's been in the rehab for a week and he's jonesing really bad. He's seeing blood veins. He's wanting to get high. He's seeing tin cans and spoons. Well, he does heroin and meth. They call it a speedball. Mm-hmm. And he does it at the same time. And so now he's ready to run. And they come, brought him in. And so we did a little test. And all I do is I ask them simple questions and evaluate their mental addiction. Most addictions are mental. It's not physical. You know, like cigarettes is an easy addiction to get off of physically. 3 days, no smoking, you're no longer physically addicted to nicotine. But it's the mental addiction. It's the emotional addiction and escapism built within that system. So here it is. He comes in and I say, are you addicted? He goes, yeah. I say, how you know? I love drugs. I said, what I'd like you to do is remember getting high. So in his mind, he goes, I can remember getting high. And I said, from 0 to 10, how strong is it? He goes, it's a 9. There's no drugs here, but he can feel the high feeling. So it's a mental high. And that's the program that drives all behaviors is our mental experiences. And then I said, well, I never use drugs. I'd like you to pretend as if on your lap is the drug. And I want you to physically work and use your hands and get your high feeling as if it's really there. Now he's got beads of sweat in his forehead and under his nose. And I said, there's no drugs here. But in his brain, the drugs are here.
Are you living it?
It's alive. So these memories are alive inside the mind. So what I do is, and then later on I'll ask, you know, and then I had this fake looking drugs. I'll pull this towel back. It looks like real drugs. And he's really jonesing now. I mean, he is really bad. And I said, listen, none of this is real. It all looks real. You know, we use rock candy. It looks like ice. And we use coffee to look like heroin, etc. And so then we'll go do a session on it. And we'll start changing these memories and reasons why he used drugs. Then he comes back. I mean, we're talking about an hour and a half later. And we do the same test. He goes, this is really weird. I don't feel this. Look, I can hold this and I'm not sweating. I cannot make myself want to use it. As a matter of fact, when I try to even think about wanting to use it, I have that sick feeling in my gut. Before, he didn't have that. Because neurologically, the brain encaptures everything. And these little experiences with chocolate, ice cream, cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, cleaning, are all driven by memories and experiences. And if you can go into the mind and change those memories and experiences, you change the reason why you use drugs.
Folks, I've actually seen the videos of Robert working with people in Hawaii at an addiction seminar, and I think I've seen this particular one. And for them to come back and say, I don't desire this anymore, and then to test them again, what, 6 months or a year level?
Yeah, even to this day. Now, Nick, it's been... Oh, man, I think it's been 6-7 years ago. He's still not addicted. He's not incarcerated. He hadn't gone to drugs. The woman, the little girl, the 25-year-old little girl, 25 rehabs, to this day, she's already graduated like 5 years ago, has not gone back. Not at all. And actually, she's spending time with her child, which she could not spend time with because she's always incarcerated.
Isn't it amazing, folks, that we hear things like, oh, once you have cocaine or heroin and stuff, then it has you for the rest of your life, and you're fighting this. And yet, they'll come in and they'll give you, trying to remember the drug that sort of replaces it, which is actually almost the same as the drug itself.
Oh, sometimes worse.
Yeah. And so to actually change the reason the person only feels good when they're doing the drug, mm-hmm. and getting rid of that anger, that hurt, that pain. Actually, what Robert talked about, the woman cutting herself, I hate to bother people like this, but that happened to a friend of mine's daughter, and she had gotten raped by some high school boys, right. and she had been a very smart girl, attractive young lady, mm-hmm. Had a child, but her life never was the same. Right. She started cutting herself, eventually committed suicide. Yeah. I wish I could have got her to you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Another thing, I want to clarify a couple of things. Some people say, well, it must be genetic. My dad's an alcoholic. My grandpa's an alcoholic. On both sides are alcoholics. But the truth is, we learn coping skills from where we come from. You know, the weird thing is you can have an alcoholic one family and have workaholics the next family. It's still the same pattern. And so, again, it's the inability to deal with our own internal representations. Now, that's why people say it's genetics. And another would say it's a disease. And the reason why they say it's a disease is because you go to people who don't know how to change problems. If you can't change memories, you can't change a problem. Therefore, it's a disease to them. because they're not talented. They don't know how to change memories. And unfortunately, every one of these guys that maybe 500, 600, 800 people that I worked with in rehab, I asked the same question. Have you been in rehab? They go, yes. I said, how many? I've been into 6 of them, 5 of them, 25 of them, 12 of them, 3 of them. I said, did any of these rehabs ever show you how to change a bad memory? You know what the answer is? No.
Wow.
Did any of these drug rehabs ever show you how to change this relationship you have with the drugs? The answer is no. Did they ever show you how to regulate and change your bad feelings? Show you how to handle tough times? The answer is no. If the cause of all of our problems is memory, and you go to someone who can't change your memories, you're going to be stuck with a disorder, a disease, a genetic problem, and you're basically screwed. You're going to have to learn to live with it, deal with it, and hopefully you don't die too rough.
You know, that's amazing you said that, because I started off to be a psychologist. My undergraduate major was psychology. And then I worked with juvenile delinquents, and I couldn't see that we were doing them any good. It was sort of depressing. I said, I'm going a different direction. Mm-hmm. It was, anyway. But we had Skinner behaviorism back then. We had transactional analysis. We had all kinds of therapy. And yet I would have thought somewhere along the line, someone said, well, here's how we're going to change you. But they weren't even doing that. They were just, they doing?
Well, here's the deal. The understanding of how the mind has expanded tremendously since the 70s. Mm-hmm. What I have put together, no one does exactly as I do it, because it's very fast, very efficient, very measurable. You can measure the changes each session, each memory, you know it's done. And so the difference is the technology within the mind. That means understanding mental mechanics. You know, we have pictures in our mind. We have sensations in our body. We have sounds within our mind. And the weird thing is, everything in your mind is not the real thing. It's Memorex. It's only your recording. Mm-hmm. And how you record it and how you play it and how you focus on it and what you play within yourself creates more. But it's really all about you. It's you doing it to you. Now, of course, you know, you've had a dad or brother or an uncle and they did bad things to you. And while you're thinking about it, you're feeling it because you're thinking about it, but you're pointing at them for what you're actually doing within you. Yes, it did happen. Yes, it's over. Now the memories are yours and you can change those. It doesn't mean you change the past. You only change what your brain will reuse on you. And that's why you can sit around the dinner table all talking about the same event. We got 5 different stories. It's not the same story each person. It's because we filter, we distort, we add to, or we take away from an experience based on internal references. And knowing how to shift these references within our mind sets us free. You've heard those saying, change your mind, change your life. This is how to do it.
Okay, Robert. Now, there's a lot of people out there suffering. They can get some of this information by going to skillsofchange.com or robertgenesmith.com.
Robertgene.com.
Mm-hmm. And but tell people more how to get a hold of you. They may want to go to a seminar. They may want you to come to their area of the country or world to teach how to do this.
Yeah, of course, you know, skillsofchange.com. My name is Robert Gene. My office is 405-917-5258. I almost forgot what it was. And then...
you never call yourself, huh?
No. But anyway, so that's my office. Now, I do a lot of work. I do a lot of volunteer work. I do work in, like I said, drug rehabs. This works. We got a lot of professionals who not only says it's changed their life too, but this is what you need. You need to figure out how to change you. If I got a dollar for everyone said, I've been looking for this, this is what changed my life. And it is neuroplasticity 101, knowing how your mind is malleable and adjust it to where you're going to benefit greatly from it.
Thank you, Robert, for being with us. It's amazing what they're doing. And I've gone through a lot of training with this, as you know. I've talked about it with Robert before. And it does you a lot of good. You can use it for losing weight. You can use it for any of the traumas that are plaguing you. I mean, him and the people he's trained is really changing the world one person at a time. And then a lot of times those people become trainers. So I advise you to take advantage of Robert and try to go through some of the seminars, because they're life-changing. But I also love the idea that now I have a nutritional product that people were talking about getting off of opioids. And I think that's phenomenal. And so we got a combination of faster EFT and nutritional product. Now, if you also listen to what I talk about on diet,
because a lot of foods that people eat are inflammatory. A lot of the fats, the oils, the corn, soy oil, safflower, sunflower, canola oil to a lesser degree, cottonseed oil, all those are very inflammatory. Then sugar and starch. But then there's also allergic reactions to certain foods that people don't realize because you'll crave the foods that you're addicted to. But like what I said earlier, if you read the book called Wheat Belly, he talks about within there that there's a protein. I think it was in Wheat Belly. It could have been a Protein Power book that looks very similar to our tissue. And when our body sees that protein in our gut and the immune system, remember 70% of your immune system is in your gut, it attacks that. It sends a message. So now the body starts attacking its own tissue. So wheat is very, very inflammatory. And some people say, oh, it's whole wheat. It's healthy. I'm eating a lot of cereal, and it's so good for my heart. Heck, it is. It's not good at all. We're not a grain-eating animal. You can eat seeds, and you can eat nuts, but leave the grains alone. The only one I would consider eating occasionally would be oat, and then I would look for the one that's gluten-free. Red Mills makes a great one. But you want to get the starch and sugar down. That's anti-inflammatory. You want to increase things along with taking the Ultramita Restore and using the Rejuvenate Gel and going online to Robert Jean. Go to Faster EFT and check that out. Look at adding things like omega-3, DHA, EPA at pretty high dosages. And olive oil is also anti-inflammatory. Black seed and olive oil are already in Ultramita Restore, and that's part of the reason that it's so miraculous. But it's 44 different things, folks, compressed into one thing. We're going to be back next week, and I really appreciate you sharing this with your friends and family. You don't know, you may really be helping someone, or they may share it with someone that needs it. So we'll be back next week, folks, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.